Hello, welcome to The Illuminati. This is Joanna Morrow. If you need to reach me, TheIlluminati024 or Joanna's Drug Emporium, both at gmail.com. You guys, I'm gonna yawn. I'm laying in bed. It's been a very long week. And today is Manny Manuel Loya's, my children's father. He's the father of Nicholas, Noah, and Nora. It's his birthday, and he would have been 54. And I really love and miss him, and it's been an energetic day, but a lot of the energy was out of my control. Energy is just coming from everywhere. You know, and me, I'm very stable. Like, I like everything stable. I don't like any type of chaos or like randomness or like stuff that people can't get out of. You know, like even with my son, he's 3. And it's like, he'll start crying and he'll be like, charge, 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 which is his fire tablet. And I'm like, okay, calm down, go walk into the living room, get it off of the table, you know? Like, that's my thinking. Hey, I'm an Aries. But, like, I don't like energy where it cabs unknowing or like some question that can be Googled, you know, or something. Like, I don't think there's any unknowing or like big strong mysteries out there. I just wear it. Like, energy where the question is, how do I get rid of something that I have recognized in my power, And so I just don't like all that. It's called confounding. Was that a complete sentence? I don't think that was a complete sentence. I was thinking like confounding factors, but or a confounding variable. But, yeah, I don't like the feeling of energy coming to me that is confounded. Because anything can be figured out. It's just a matter of, like, research. Like, anything. Like, something like, I'm feeling a certain way. What do I do? It's like, Google it. So, I don't like dealing with weird energy like that, because I know it's coming from a place of just trying to take me off of my journey in life. Let's see, somebody hates me, what do I do? Why don't you Google it? What do you do when somebody hates you? And the answer will be right there. There are plenty of nerds and otherwise that will go on the internet and be like, I'm eating the world's most hottest potato chip, and they'll make a tutorial, they'll even make a video. You know, you can be like, what do I do if I clipped 12 toenails and put them in a baggie and put water on them and then put them in a microwave, and then they look like roaches, and I put them in the garbage and I took them out of the garbage and like wanted to eat them or something, you know? Like, that is the weirdest, grossest thing I've ever said in my life. But I'm just saying, like, you can type that in literally and find an answer to it. You know, it's just being confounded and then sending that energy to me like a person who's not confounded by anything. It's just disgusting. And right when I close my eyes, I seen a Confederate flag. So I know where that's coming from. Confederate flag. I just close my eyes and my face is like, adjacent to the phone, and the light is on the phone, so, like, I'm looking through my eyelids, who I close, and then, like, the light is a Confederate flag, or a sign of a swastika, and it's just really disgusting. I'm talking about, like, these confounded, because you have to think about it, like, who would just send that, especially being white? You know? It's like, what, that's what I was saying about, like, there's anything, like, thank God for white people, because the internet would, like, not be the same. Okay? Like I said, I can be like, I brought a nightstand from IKEA with a brown drawer, and then, like, put in a model number, and there will be somebody, like, putting that shit together on YouTube. You know? And it's, like, out there. But, like, thinking, like, who would send some weird-ass shit that has the power to be, like, a druid or a magician or musician that's sending, like, shit through the ether and wants to spiritually communicate. They're not fucking dumb. And then there's a Confederate flag. That shit is fucking bogus. And so, yeah, it's Manny's birthday, and everybody is hearing, like, this psychic gang stalking of a set called D Woods, and they're just happy to be nappy, you know? Literally happy to be nappy, and I'm filling my hair. It's like, that's kind of a parable, because, like, I'm sitting up, and my hair can get, like, really matted and tangled. And it's like, the psychic interference isn't like, we're coming as a ghost succubus that wants to have sex with you and do your hair. Or something like that. You know, it's not coming that way. And it's not funny at all. It's like, zero funny. I don't even know why I'm like, I'm laughing for, like, the foolery of it all. Like, they're like fools, but like I said, I'm not laughing because it's really serious. Like, it's a matter of life and death. Not for me, because I don't deal with that, but for them it is. And so, like, happy to be nappy. Like, I'm sitting here, like, we're not sending, like, energy that's gonna be like some type of red, like, stream of energy, of light that's coming into my apartment, and there's, like, a comb being formed, and it's, like, combing your hair, and, like, there's a brush that comes in the blue light, and the brush, like, shines light into my hair. And then there's, like, a little guy that I'm mistaking for a chef, and it just pops up in the air from yellow light and does my hair. You know, I'm just saying, like, it's just bullshit. You know, they're not sending, like, energy. I'm imagining it is as energy, like, coming and, like, we just want to bless you with our vibes of Holy Spirit that's, like, gonna make your hair look totally perfect. Like, it's nothing like that. It just sucks. Like, I'm happy to be nappy, you know? And, you know, that's been an issue. Like, people are feeling me wake up and, like, oh my God, I'm feeling a certain way. I'm gonna act a certain way because I feel like her hair doesn't look good. It's like, whose hair looks good fresh out of bed? And, like, that's a 50-50 question. 50% people do, and 50% of people don't. And I've had the most awesome time waking up and looking great. And I want that to continue. So, I guess that's why I always had a man, because, like, when they would wake up, they would be like, oh, this is perfect. This is great for me. And it's like, it's just been so long, and people want to say, like, corny shit. And, like, love to be the
the one that's receiving the energy from the universe of the haunt. And it's totally ridiculous. And so, I was researching about HIV, which can turn into AIDS. And I was a little uneducated because I keep using the term AIDS for people who have what can morph. And it's actually HIV. So it's like more people have HIV than AIDS. And I don't want to say it like they have AIDS because I feel like I'm saying it in a way like they're untreatable. You know, they have AIDS, and then if they have medicine, it will not turn into AIDS. Or if they have HIV, and then if they have enough medicine and they keep everything under control, it won't turn into AIDS. So it's not, it's a difference, I guess. I assume I didn't get that deep into like what the big difference is, but I know like it morphs. And something that was really gross is that like 90% of people who have HIV have some type of skin disease. And it's like I'm seeing all of these celebrities and everybody with this disease, and I'm not seeing anybody with any like contact dermatitis, which I'm sure it has been hid with makeup, because like I see the dustiness and it's like that person has AIDS. Or we are learning here. We are evolving HIV. Or they could have AIDS, you know. But like they get this thrush condition, and it's like I'm not sure like if it's candida, but like yeast. And I'm thinking like with all of this going around with the strep, like people trying to give me strep and affect my sexual ability, that is something that I cannot do. Like, I don't want to be, like, in the moment and I open my mouth and I am Hans the Reluctant Dragon and there's, like, yeast spewing out of my mouth and, you know, like, then it turns into cheese and it looks like that white stuff that gushes out of people if you've ever seen a disgusting porn. And so, like, that's a nightmare for me. So I have to stay away. It's not something that I need. You know, I just don't need it. And like, there's just so much misconception out there, but like, it's just like the syphilis thing going on. Like there's a component where they catch syphilis and without treatment, there's like the whole world is like this opportunistic fest for them. Like without the treatment, it's like some people may not know they have HIV for a long time, which went back to my show where I'm saying like the puffy parties, like he is criminally mentally ill because he's given this shit out as a party fucking favor, and like it's spreading to like millions of people, like billions, like with his music and with the mind state that he's in, he's just producing like a big hex, and it's like hexing people and it's giving them this shit and it's like turning into like billions. It's just really gross. And it's like I don't want to feel like that type of sexual energy coming from people like that. Because they're peasants, you know, like they don't take care of their body. And so, yeah, I'm like, if I ever got that, I could never like do what I can really do in life. And it's like, it's just hard to think about, like, there's couples that are married and they're like, can't do it. And that's like the main thing that, you know, they have done for each other because there's like thrust in their mouth. And it's like, it's just horrible. Like it came with pictures and it's like so many like bumps that can happen and polyps. And like I said, I've seen a dermatitis a lot. And yeah, it's like this big scary world, and it's like you don't know who just said, you know, I'm going to have some drinks and just, you know, hook up with some tall, lanky dude with brown hair, and he looks really good, and, you know, we have no worries. And it's like, just like being so careless and reckless, it just like, you're out in society, and like, we're just exposed to all these people who just like, didn't give a flying fuck, like, they're gonna be around like other people that don't have the shit. And like, speaking of the coronavirus, like, you know, like, there's people who have this and they don't know it, and then like, the coronavirus hits them and it just wipes them out, because like, it happened with a lot of black dudes in New York, and it was unexplainable, you know, like, we're super black man, and like, we're eating spinach, and like, you know, God, like, this shit is real. And yeah, it's like, I have to be careful. Like, I'm going through this whole thing with music now, and like, people who want to secretly act like I have paranoid schizophrenia and I'm not hearing any of this shit, you know, and it's like, we're gonna make the music, and it's all gonna be like, we're liberating off of Joanna, who we are making this invisible person with a mental disorder where she can't hear shit. And then it's like, you know, instead of taking it like an angel, which I know you're not, but like, taking anything positive as if like, okay, we're in this situation, we can dom her out into what we want, like some perfect deity for us, like, it's, you're a bitch, you're a bitch, you're a bitch, you're a bitch, you're a bitch. And it just really sucks, because like, I didn't put myself into this situation for this. I didn't put myself in a situation with sick ass people to use up my perfect fucking health. Because that's what I'm trying to accomplish here. I like everything perfect. I like to be healthy. I like everything to stay that's in my body. Teeth, whatever. Ovaries, everything. I like everything that I was born with to stay in my body. And I don't want to have any issues. And that's why I like to be nice to everyone. Because like, all of that karma like, really helps out at the end of the day. Like, you know, going to the doctor and you get a test and it's like, oh my God, my life is flashing before my eyes. And it's like, well, I really was like, nice to everyone. So, you know, you have perfect health. And yeah, it's like, oh my God, it's just so much. It's just so much going on. And like, I'm not jealous of the lifestyle, like entertainers, athletes and stuff like that. I just want them to leave me alone, because we're not going to see eye to eye. We're just not. Like, I'm not even having sex, and we're, you know, speaking out of the person who had like 5 sexual partners in 10 days. It's like, it's not going to work, you know, because if I was you, I would be saying the same thing to me. I would be like, you need to have sex. Like, I totally get that, but it's like, I'm in a situation where I can't just like, make that pop right now. I mean, you know, I don't like to say I can't. I'm going to take that back. I'm not going to say I can't to anything in myself. And I'm not going to say like, I can't make it pop off like that. All I'm saying is I don't want to do that, because that is not the setup, you know. But like, if I'm just chilling and have the free time and able to like, do something really fun, I would recommend sex. Okay, so I get that, but it's like, you guys are just taking it overboard, because you don't even fucking consider like, what I'm going through. And so, yeah, it's a lot out there. And then mixing it, like, with gonorrhea still alive. And, like I said, the syphilis and all of that. It's like, I have a sex partner in mind. And I want to do it as soon as possible for health reasons. Because I do not want to go crazy by not having sex. And I am like, how do I have the talk? Like, do you have HIV? And I would never want that. And I don't wish that. And I don't hope this person, like, loses his mind. But it's, like, getting really, really, really serious, you know, about, like, being able to ask a partner and know your partner and going to Planned Parenthood if you don't like them, if you don't trust them for some reason, go to another clinic and get tests and, like, swap tests before you even open the envelope, you know, like, that type of thing. It's like, you know, with everything going out and people, like, playing Russian roulette and people, like, know they have this shit and I don't even know how they're getting it up. So that is where, like, I'm at. Like, you actually think you can get it up to me and you're, like, feeling the way that you feel. It's like, it's, you know, because I know people, like, would try to do that. Like, we just have spite in there. You know, we're putting HIV in Jell-O. And it's, like, too much. It is just ridiculous. I didn't want to, like, mix those two topics. And, like, Manny's birthday. And, like, talking about him and reflecting. And, like, but that's, like, the video that I watched today, unconsciously remembering, like, it's Manny's birthday and maybe I should have been celebrating and baking a cake and eating sprinkles, but, like, that's just where I am at. Like, I am kind of slightly unorganized, like, with stuff. Like my kids' birthdays are coming up. I'm gonna shop for that before, you know, a week or two or months before. And I even want to do that with my Christmas gifts, like, shop months before, because the time comes, it's like, oh my God, what do you want? And then nobody knows. And it's like, I just have to be, like, more aware. But I'm telling you, people are actually not wanting me to remember this stuff. Like, I didn't remember his birthday until, like, it actually was in the morning, thank God, because I seen somebody else's birthday was today. Yeah, somebody else's birthday is the same day. My grandma's who passed, ex-husband's birthday. And then I'm like, my aunt's birthday is today, and then Manny's birthday is the 29th. Like, there's, like, and I think I may even have a cousin. Like, there's, like, four people that have that I know personally that have the birthday April 29th, so that's how I remembered. Otherwise, there's just, like, nothing in the air that's, like, making me remember that. And then, like, his niece was like, it's my uncle's birthday, and she, like, what at me, and that's how, you know, I got that established. But other than that, it's been, like, such a chaotic day with, like, energy coming out the fucking wazoo, like, that I'm not really constantly focused all of my stream today on, like, it's Manny's birthday, I want to remember something great. Like, I didn't even, like, in my head think, like, of 10 great things that he's done. Like, that's how it comes. And I miss him so much. I wish I could give him a hug. Wish I could text him all day and messenger him all day. And I just really miss my man. It's just so unfair how things went down, because, like, being unmarried is one thing, but that's like my one variable that's like been a mystery. And even with my mother, because my mother is pretty like not an alcoholic or a drug addict, and like we could easily get married, and it's like, okay, so I'm not married, so what can I do for my life? I can make sure like everything else in like all areas are pretty good. And so death is not one of those things that makes my life look great. And like with Elliot passing away, especially from fentanyl, because he's so smart and we've talked about these things and it's just not worth it. And he knows like he was with a bunch of freaking monsters and alligators and crocodiles and billy worms and like something that's dressed up in a purple and black sock from Halloween, whatever. And it's like he knows who he was dealing with. Like that type of lifestyle is not, how should I say, perfect. Especially when he was telling me like his friends are getting shot and killed, and like every single day like there's somebody dying. Like you're basically around you're around people who are attracting the spirit of death. And so you can't trust that bullshit. It's like you always have to be on your P's and Q's. And with your, and when you're with people who aren't smart and who aren't educated, they're not gonna consciously always be there. And they're not gonna be around for you. Like you have to be really, like you have to be really smart. And even these motherfuckers who are rapping and gang members and shit and trying to come to fucking Minnesota and hex it up and shit, they're not even getting out. Especially the HIV game. It's like, you know, everybody's getting hit, and it's like you have to be aware of what you're doing at all times. Like there's just, man, it's like there's cocaine. Whoever died off, I mean, I don't know if people have overdosed off of powder, not intravenous use. You know, it's a narcotic. I'm sure it's happened. I mean, even with marijuana, like you overdose, like that's the situation I'm talking in. Like, that's the way I'm talking in. Because they said with marijuana, you can't overdose, but you can. It just doesn't, like, have the same type of overdose effect. Like, it might not. Because if you go to sleep, say you're smoking a lot of marijuana, and you just go to sleep, and then some shit happens. Like, you guys, that's my belief. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to put that out there. If marijuana doesn't make you overdose, and I'm saying it does, and I hope it doesn't, like, make you overdose, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, from what I see. And it's like, fentanyl is a known overdoser. Like, they said you can take the tip of a pen and press it down and pick up like one, that can't even be measured with, well, obviously with the naked eye, but I don't even think they make rulers that are, that can measure that type of particle, and then you could overdose off of that. You can basically overdose off something that you can't even see. That's how small it is. And like to trust that, and to like trust people that you don't really know, and especially with them making the stuff themselves and making bags, it's like, huh, I'm gonna make 10 bags of dope. This little bag goes to market. This little bag takes home. This little bag wins wee, wee, wee all the way home, right? And this little bag is for Elliot. And we're putting something in this. And we're going to tie it this way and put it like a red fucking toothpick or a yellow toothpick. That's his. And it's like, you guys, like, oh my God. Fentanyl is the worst. It is just is the worst, is definitely the wrath of the devil. Definitely. And then for Manny to have died off fentanyl and alcohol, I mean, that's even worse than Elliot. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, like, I could not have foreseen that. And I don't even believe that. I don't even believe that. I think they have his test mixed up because he doesn't do drugs. That doesn't make sense. Like, a Mexican guy dying from fentanyl. And Mexicans have been stigmatized to do cocaine. You're Mexican. You have access to cocaine. So they say. I'm not getting into any of the illegal stuff or the fallacies or what they said in the past or them using people as drug mules or El Chapo or anything like that. You let the people tell their story themselves, because some people don't even want to be bothered with it or don't even have access to it or don't know somebody that has access to it. You know, it just, it doesn't work that way. You go and you ask, hey guy, you got some, they're gonna be like, no, and generally not have any. So, but like, for that to happen, like, fentanyl is a monster. It is rearing its ugly head. It's a kraken with, like, many tentacles. And I'm just so upset about that. And I want to buy some of those fentanyl drug testers. And hopefully they will measure test marijuana, because I eventually, when the recreational dispensaries open up, want to have some marijuana. And I don't know if I can even trust that. It's like, because you have to understand, like, Elliot died of fentanyl. So it's like somebody did that shit on purpose, because Elliot's a cool dude and everybody knows that. And so it's like with the dispensaries, it's like, okay, somebody's going to put a hit out. You know, everyone's thinking like this is safe because it's run by the state. And it's like somebody wants to put a hit out and put some drugs in a dispensary. And it's like a horrible feeling. So I'm like, I need to test this, like, wherever it comes from, because like people are just shady. You just don't know people. And like, At my son's school, my oldest son, they made an announcement that one of the students died because somebody making Chipotle at Chipotle put drugs in his food. And so, like, my son even got on the phone with my mom to confirm it, and my mom never, like, acknowledges stuff like she doesn't know. And she's like, yeah, that's what he told me. Like, they made an announcement over the loudspeaker. Somebody died. Somebody had some poison, rancid Chipotle, and they put drugs in it. I don't know what drugs. I asked them that. They don't know. But I feel like I'm just being fed so much fear right now. Like, I feel like I am giving fear right now. I don't know what to say. Like, you have to pray to God. You have to have a relationship with the Lord, and you just have to stay in God's wings, under God's wings and under God's cloak, because I just don't see any hope. And I'm, let me take a minute. I hope, like, people aren't listening to the show and then they say, and then they take it and run with, I'm not done. Okay? Because I have to survive. My kids have to survive. My family has to survive. My future, like, close friends have to survive. Okay? I'm not giving up, like, hope. Just a second. And let me take a minute because, like, you know how there's a stigma with Native Americans drinking alcohol. And I'm going back to the Mexicans and the cocaine. Because it's a stigma, there are Native Americans that will not touch a drink and have never touched a drink and don't want their family to touch a drink. And that's what I'm saying with the cocaine situation. Not that it's looked at in the same way, but there are Mexicans that are like, I don't touch it. I don't have anybody that's touched it. Like, my family don't touch it. I don't do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Stigma. Now, fentanyl is supposed to come from China. China is supposed to be the enemy. So, and like I said, I thought China was all good, but then there's these D Woods that are like trying to use Chinese, you know, and Asian magic against me and stuff. And it's like, it just opens up a whole conundrum of, well, yeah, that's their power, you guys, Chinese witchcraft. And so it just makes me rethink everything, because I don't want to say like a whole country is bad, because I don't really believe that way. And I, like I've mentioned before, it's just a certain group over there. But like, with all this stuff in the Japan, and then like Sweeney, and you know, the reason why we don't mention Joanna is because we're actually erasing her, and like everything that is said and the looks and all that is just, it's just a time of like where I'm going to not co-sign for any of this bullshit. And so, man, I just don't ever want to be crossed by fentanyl. I mean, it's not a good feeling. It really isn't. It's like, you may be lucky one time, but the second time might not be so lucky. You may not even be lucky the one time. And I have children, and, you know, I want my oldest daughter to be safe. It's like, you can't trust anything off the street. And my freaking God, like, it's just, okay, so I'm going to put it this way. If you want to be completely, what, you know, strictly safe, I'm thinking strictly dicky. That's for me. I don't know how that came out. I thought that was tucked away. But if you want to be really safe, I mean, the safest, like, abstinence is the best policy. Because my mother, I don't even think she has smoked marijuana. And she's never, I mean, she'll have, she likes a Kahlua and cream, you know, that's like some real creamy stuff that you can mix with milk or something, like some light stuff that just mellows you. Like, she'll have one of those, and she may drink a cup of wine, a glass of wine, and not even drink like a whole glass of wine. Like, she doesn't do drugs or anything. And like, that's how I'm saying to be safe. Like, you have to like just not do it. And there's people who that I know, you know, have been like that. Like, I just don't do it. I just don't do drugs. I just don't do drugs. And me, the Aries experimenter, is like, I still smoke weed and blah, 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 but You know, that's... what people get. I mean, you want to diss somebody and something that's bringing life, and you know, that's just what somebody gets. And so that's what makes me think, like, this fentanyl is spiritual karma, and I'm taking my men, my baby's dads out of it. I don't know what the fuck, but I'm going to raise them from the dead. Or not even me. I'm not going to raise them from the dead. I don't know how. I don't have that ability. I don't have that power. I'm not even going to be in the town to do that. But to me, they are elevated. Okay? To me, they are elevated. I'm not going to literally go and raise them from the dead, you guys. They are elevated in my mind and in my spirit. And they didn't deserve that, especially knowing me. If you're good enough to have sex with me, you're special. And you are a anomaly out of all of the people... all of the numbers on earth. Now people want to fuck around, and now they have fentanyl. And it's like, the people who are with me, you guys need to have some spiritual protection, because like, there are many shiesty monsters. And a monster is just a person that exists to fuck you up or fuck anything up. And they're out there. They're out there, Lord forbid, for the children and whatever a predator can get its hands on to catch a predator, you guys. Because I'm not going to leave the show like, it's just a grim footprint on the earth and I'm spreading fear. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to tell you, you know, to walk that circumspect stuff. All the overdoses every single day. People have not learned their lesson. And actually, the show is just pissing me off because I'm thinking about how my baby's dads did not have to die from fentanyl. And that's not something that I really want to tell my children, because my children are very strong. And I look at it as they come from strong men that were able to get to me through all of this nightmare, dimensional bullshit of people pulling my energy in every which direction and causing chaos, and when I meet friends, making them feel uncomfortable, and just everything I do trying to make feel uncomfortable, like these D-Wood sidekick fucking bobs. And it is starting to make me mad because there's no conclusion. Like with me, I like a conclusion. It's like with Elliot and with Manny's death, there's no conclusion. Why did you do this, guys? They can't give me an answer. Why did you not see that your choice could affect me and the children, and that you could be taken up out of here? It's just a selfish decision, and that's what is like making me feel so uncomfortable, because it's like I just believe that they were smarter than this. I don't want to feel like I was a junkie or a prostitute. Like, what type of woman's both their babies' dads die from fentanyl and alcohol. That's like a woman who's been a junkie and a, like, a hooker. Like, that is a hooker currently. And a prostitute and, like, a poor, like, or a rock star. Okay, somebody that could have money, that's a rock star, you know? Like, two men, baby's dads that died from fentanyl, that, and then one man that's in a wheelchair with HIV. That is the most trashiest, like, girl in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the, I'm gonna let you know, I'm not the trashiest girl in the world. But I'm gonna let you know something. Because you're not gonna be talking behind my back. That is not a good situation for me. Because like I said about my life, I like everything in order. Like, I do stuff so that I can have peace and come home and, you know, rest in the evening. And like, I like everything to be peaceful. And I don't like chaos, and I don't like being confounded and stuff like that. So when I look at my situation with my baby's dads, which is representing love, which is representing reproduction and fertility, and fertility is life and libido and stuff. When I look at them and in the totality of things, in the scheme of things, people are looking at me. You know, when I think about them, people are putting me in a situation, they're looking at me like, aren't you supposed to be like the most hottest woman in the earth? Like, aren't you supposed to be like the most smartest woman in the earth? Like, aren't you supposed to be like the most put together woman in the earth? Aren't you supposed to be the most perfect woman in the earth? You know? And like, to leave a track record of like a black widow, it all falls back on me. Like, it falls back on me. Like, I didn't, whatever it was, I'm just a selfish ass narcissist bitch that didn't say one good thing to her man, even though I thought I was being so helpful and so protective. All of the shit that I said was toxic, and it didn't resonate at all in this life, in this world, with a billion people who I am somehow connected to. You are the guys that are being taken out of here for my spiritual karma. It sucks, okay? It really, really sucks, because love is the most powerful emotion in the world. And me as a woman, that is a area that can make me look really good. Like, on earth, you know, and that's like what these stories are made of. Like, all the, you know, stories that you hear in history, you know, it's been about love. It's been like, there's Zeus, and then he's married to Diana. I don't remember who Zeus was married to. And it'll be some tragic stuff and some drama and stuff, but like, death is the worst. And how a person died is the worst. And it's always been like that. Like, how a person die is supposed to tell if they're getting into heaven or hell. Just by the way that they died. And then me being a woman and so put together, and I can, you know, be psychic and read everyone's minds, and I'm over everyone, and I own this, and secretly own that, secretly own this, I'm with, you know, and it's like, the thing that is closest to my heart is love and my baby's dads, and they're all like in a tragic ghetto ass, poor, poverty, uneducated, bullshit ass way died. That's what I'm saying. And see, there we go with the eye of the Chinese magic. There we go with the dragon with the three eyes and the four teeth. And yeah, that's the image they try to go through. They try to follow me with that bullshit. The four long fangs and the three eyes, and it's a dragon, and it's like wide as hell. You see where I'm at? You see what, you know what I'm saying? How people can make that secret joke? Like, huh, there's Joanna. She thinks she's so put together, but her baby's dads have went to hell. That is never something, like, this whole psychic situation, that is never something that I, like, ever, like, wish. And I'm thinking, like, is there something in me subliminally that I need to take a look at for that to have happened? Because that is a relationship that is golden to me, because I've been friends with people, they haven't lasted, or they haven't stayed. I've had sex with people, they haven't stayed, they haven't lasted. And it's like the connection with my children, who I love, who I want forever to be around, and a man that I can show as much respect to has died, and then not given a fuck that everybody in the world is on this main stage and watching this shit and can judge this shit, you're gonna die from fucking fentanyl. As a queen, as a leader, as a ruler, for my men to, because it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like I'm toxic in some way, which I know I'm not. That's what I'm saying. I know my inside. I don't feel like there's some type of like catacomb of death hiding in my body. I don't feel like there's a catacomb. There's a honeycomb. Like there's the darkness in Joanna hiding away in her subliminal, in her mind. There's a honeycomb tucked back there. And it is to beam poison from her adrenal gland into her baby's dad's. Like, I don't feel that. I didn't have, like, of course I have to deal with, like, the nonsense, right? It's just fucked. Because I have to think, like, did I really have, like, strong emotion where I'm like, I hate you, I want you dead, like, you're the worst person on earth, and like, that shit is like very fucking serious. So this show is like not how I want the feeling to be. I don't want a grim feeling, I don't want gloomy feeling or anything like that, but this is the first time I'm really opening up about like the look of my baby's dad's. Like, I do not want to be like the trashy trail queen. It just shouldn't have happened that way, because like my men should be lights. Like, they're the light of the children of the world. They're fathers. They're smarter than every single man on earth, and it's like they should not have died. Just like all the rich people that can laugh, you know, ha ha ha, we've been married for generations and we're still here, and it's like they're looking so perfect and they live to old age, and it's like me, the helper maid, who they suppose is the helper maid, and I can't even have love, I can't even have friends, like I can have nobody, I can have nothing. It's just not fair. And it's not something that I ever wanted. I planned on dating my baby's fathers, Elliot and Manny. If they were staying on the same page, if they're not cheating and doing the side chick nonsense, and, you know, like, because we have a special connection, we can really talk. Like, we're intimate. Like, people you're intimate with, those are the best conversations you can have, because you're cool with one another. So it's like, that is just one area in my life that I just, that is just a nightmare living out loud, like living with this psychic bullshit, because it's something I can't hide. Elliot should be here. Manny should be here. My ex, who I was in church with, and then when I left and he told everyone my business and started up all this gang stalking shit, to this day. So he was out of the date category. My God. And it's like dating and picking up another man. Like, I totally need to just chill for a second, because I am not trying to transfer any negative karma onto another guy. Like, I don't want anything to happen to another guy like that I'm dating. Not saying like I'm dating some guy and he's a real douche and he's doing like all this wrong karma, and then like, oh yeah, nothing can happen because you're like protected by me, and, you know, don't get weird with the shit. Like, all I'm saying is I'm not that homewrecker, you know? I'm not that homewrecker. That's not what I stand for. You know, even with like the native karma and stuff, and them and people wishing that natives like live the trashy life, like, I don't even want to deal with that BS. You know, with CPS and like all the hell like natives have to go through. It's just like, that's what you get for being a native, and it's like, it's just not right. It's not right. It's not a good look, guys. Like, you should have helped me out. All of y'all out there, why can't you just, like, give me some fucking love? Why can't y'all show me some love? You see how the government is doing me. You see everything that I do. They're not paying me for anything. Why can't y'all just show me some love? Why you gotta treat me like a fucking asshole? It's not my fault that you were born soft to where you are living off someone else's psychic. Man, that means that you're not completely in control of your life. But why hate me? Was I born like that? Was I born this way? You know what I'm saying? It's not something that I did to you guys, or it's not a factor that I put in your life to make you that way. And instead of just showing me some love and trying to work this out as the world, as a team, like what could help me and what could help you, or and work any of this out, y'all motherfuckers didn't help me at all. You got me looking stupid. My baby's dad's died. You can't even fucking work your fucking karma around that shit. You can't even work your motherfucking worldly inertia to make sure that my baby's fathers don't die. You know how important that is, and you know how it is with y'all fickle ass motherfuckers that aren't really trying, that aren't friends, that aren't trying to be my friend. You know, that connection I have with my baby's dads is what I need. I mean, give me one really close sexual relationship. And instead of you guys out there protecting that and helping me, you just try to pull me the fuck apart. Because you're continuously judging me. And y'all are some hypocrite-ass bastards, because that's not what you not who you portray to be. You portray to be somebody that's so fucking Satanist and put together and shit and can run off at your fucking mouth, and all you're doing is judging me. The fuck? Shit, you act like I haven't did anything for you people. Did my inertia make you drive off the fucking road? Did my inertia make you stop operating on a fucking dick? Did I mess you up in some fucking way, perfect bitch? And you can't even give me the same respect just to honor my relationship and send some good energy and karma my way in the one relationship that I'm having in the earth. Because you bitches are jealous of that. You're jealous of me having one fucking relationship. And you all can fucking go to hell. I don't have to deal with you bitches. What makes you think I have to bless you guys? You got me looking like a fucking fool with my baby's dads, who's a strong ass relationship, especially of me not being married. And all I asked you was just for some respect and to understand where I'm coming from. And you snob ass fucking pig bitches can't even do that. You can't even wish a good fucking vibe. You guys are clowns. And I am going to speak about that, because you're not going to defeat me on any level. Yeah, was it me? Was it really me? Or was it a collaboration of all you guys hating? Okay, my baby's father of three, Manny, married someone else. Instead of you guys being satisfied with the laugh that you're giving me behind my back and happy at the defeat and having fucking parties and popping bottles and with sparklers and shit, instead of it being over there, you could have been like, okay, they got a divorce. And you bitches know this shit before me. You know they got a divorce. You know when they got married. You know what they're doing. You knew when they went to the restaurant. You know that stuff before me while I'm at the house. Okay, so you're already privileged. And then, like, instead of you saying, okay, that's enough hurt, that's enough pain, you're gonna then turn it into, like, a colorism thing against me, and you're gonna make shit my fucking problem. Now I'm dealing with bitches that are a different color than me coming at me due to colorism. I'm saying, just because they're a different color, guys, and don't think that Confederate flag that you're trying to flash in my fucking psychic isn't a real thing while I'm being cool with everybody. You know how dumb shit that is? White people who aren't the same color as me have a history of doing things to people of color. And a history of doing things that they want to do, like riding roughshod or being more aggressive. And so people are still in a slave mentality mind. And so when he married somebody of a different color, instead of you keeping affairs separate, because it's a different people, it's a different affair, right? And staying in your lane, laughing at me behind my back, and sending gifts one to another, and taking flights and shit, and celebrating that the woman who is trying to take your place has actually done it. The woman who speaks so horribly, the teeth as sharp as beast, has actually succeeded, and now she has her image back and her reputation back of being the fiercest bitch on the earth. Instead of you guys being like, Joanna's been through a hell of a lot, and she's gone through a hell of a lot with the government. Once he passed away, I'm actually dealing with a colorism issue. And it's like you guys attached to your, I'm not going to say deity, but your representative, okay? And the representative that you needed was your color, and that what that color represented was a set of principles that she holds inside, a set of values that she holds inside, that I don't hold inside every single value, but that she holds inside a value just because of the color of her skin. And that gives you power. And when he died, I'm actually dealing with issues from that. And that's not fair. You got your hurrah, you got your marriage, which is the highest thing that you can do as a woman above me. Not really. You know what I'm saying? The highest thing you can do as a woman above me. You got that. It's a different color. It's the woman who dominates the world. And is the leader of the world, and everyone listens to her. So everybody should be happy. Joanna was defeated by the one person that could overrule her shit, CPS, whatever have you. You know, the only woman that'll knock you straight on your motherfucking ass. And I still had to deal with the residue of people who don't look like me, who was on team marriage. They're on team marriage. Then when Manny dies, all of a sudden they're coming over here and asking me for shit. That's the whole fucking point. That's your representative. You load her up with your requests and your comments and your insults and anything that fucking flies out your flipping ass mind. Because that's the person who holds your values. That's the person who has your principles. That's your representative. That's your go-to. But did that shit really work? Because the whole time they were married, the news was still focused on me. People were still focused on me. They were still talking about me the whole time they were married. So think about it. Okay? Somebody came in and took love from a woman who you guys are living in. And love is supposed to be what makes a woman. You know, the family is what is a status symbol. Love is a status symbol. And so somebody done ran off with the man, the father of three of my children. So they've taken love out of me. Now I'm a butch. And they're still talking about me on TV. Because they use the marriage as a talking point. If we don't like something Joanna's doing, That's why we have this going on over here. To disprove me, to discredit me. And to mess up my image and to make their image look better. Because that's the name of the game. The game is image. And so I thought it would have been solved, that you guys would have been completely fulfilled by crushing me with this colorism issue. But instead, you have people that are still yap, yap, yap. I need to tell Joanna what's on my mind. And you had your representative that could do the ultimate thing, just like the Little Mermaid, take love and get married over me and the kids. So you've done the ultimate betrayal. And instead of you just loading up that crucifix and putting it on the witch in the witch trial, you still have to motherfucking come for me. You still have to say something to Joanna. All the hell, all the pain, all the loneliness, all the hate, all the enemies that you guys made enemy. I've never been your enemy. And that's what I'm saying with the colorism issue, that it's unfair. Because you had your chance to prove yourself and stand together as a community. And you know that white people stand together and support one another. That's the only reason those checks keep coming. And instead, you're going to come to, for the sake of the story, black bitch, right? I'm not a black bitch, right? But that's how you always want to shade me. You know, it's because she's a bitch and we have to get back and we have to say this. It's because she's a bitch. And that's what I'm saying with the continuous talking on the news, even when they were married. That shows how cruel you are. Because you know I'm going through a whole situation. And it didn't affect me like that. It really didn't affect me like that. I'm just saying I'm going through a whole situation though. And you still insulting me, criticizing me, going at me, coming at me. And you know there's something stewing. A scandal. That shows that you have zero disrespect zero respect for me. That's what it shows. You have zero respect for me, and that's going to come back to you in the future. Even with the situation with the apartment, I had to deal with a colorism issue. That what I try to do to strive in housing, which is a basic necessity, that they're making into a big issue. I should go out and fill 5 applications for an apartment and get them, any one I want. It doesn't matter if that apartment is $3,300 per month. Fuck the bankruptcy. You don't have to rely on the application. I filed bankruptcy. You can pull up a report and file bankruptcy, yes, but you don't have to acknowledge it. At least I don't think it is. I don't know if it's a law. If it's a law, then, you know, they're right. But like, you can pull the credit report, and if you just like, you know, you can be lenient. You can, but like I said, if it's a law, bankruptcy, it stays in your record. We have to check it. Then, like I said, they're right because they know that. That's the type of shit that people know that they will never tell me. But anyway, it was, everybody knew I had a bankruptcy anyway. if you want to talk about this underground spiritual psychic game, these underground streets. Everybody knew I had a bankruptcy anyway. And they still turned it into a colorism issue, and bitches are on the news talking about it's a no. You know, talking about my business, crew and nasty and mean and a disease, rat mouth, horde. Okay? And just don't like me for whatever reason. Just don't like me for whatever reason. Whatever reason, you guys. And on there talking about it, no, 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 no. Like they run the city. Like they run the city. Just to prove a point that people will cheat me. And I seen the face of the beast. I was going to say a dragon, but a dragon is too pretty. I seen the face of the beast with the teeth. There's a scripture saying the beast with the teeth. Teeth as wild beast. And they do that with the Asians because the Asians like to speak everything out of reach. Some of them speak everything out of reach. And they're just very, like I went out to eat and this guy is just, everything about me is like miserable, you know? Like, I'm just ghetto, I'm trash, I'm a bad person, a whore, a bad mother, a escort, prostitute, whatever. Just everything about me is just bad. And it goes to what they taught them about, like, the teeth of wild beasts. But I'm seeing it on TV, like, the teeth of wild beasts is just these people who speak so viciously and people who speak so treacherously. All to show that you will cheat me. It's like, I shouldn't have to go through that. Like, I know that people have been cheated in life, but it's a real shocker when it's me. Okay? Knowing what I know, knowing that you, whatever it is that you got going on could be cut off like that. And you still got a point to prove, got an image to prove, you just going with it. In the world, that's what I'm saying. I have to deal with this unfairness, and then I'm making everybody feel unfair because everybody is still listening. And it's like it's just a cycle, like a chain. And I'm an Aryan. I break cycles. I break chains. I'm not in a circular type of ordeal. But yeah, I'm not gonna let you make me feel bad. It was you that killed my baby's daddies. And it's not going to be another queen in a tragedy. Because all these queens and stuff, don't they have stories where it'd be tragic, you guys? That's not going to be me. Because I'm going to be victorious. And I'm going to do it by any means. So take that and put it in your pipe and smoke it. You're not going to blame me for that karma because I am not the ones that wish something tragic to happen to my baby's daddies and to love. And you're not going to stop love because I know there's somebody out there for me who I can respect, who will be spiritually protected. Are you trying to take the spiritual protection off of my family and my baby's dads? It's going to come right back to you and it's going to come right back to that semen in the eggs. Because that's the way it works. I'm not speaking witchcraft, you people. You got Ty Dolla $ign, the rapper who thinks he's the demon over cursing people with blood clots, the burlap, and CPS. And it's like all these people are just hexing up. That's the definition of a monster, you guys. Remember I told you about the goon and the goblin too and what they are? Not really. Can you fucking believe that? Do you know how much hell CPS is, and you got people that's actually there to make sure that you are cursed, and that many people are cursed just because they're having a bad day. And they have fans and followers that pay them to do this because they're all witches and hexes themselves. Whole freaking network, underground network, selling women out, selling children out to CPS. And like I was saying, y'all that did a bad job is just there sitting ducks to catch a predator, there for it, turning your face away when you're in the face of a wolf and a thief with wild beasts. You turning your face away for it because it's not in your thoughts. But guess what? Guess what? You're in someone else's thoughts being being put into captivity. Because I can't stand you. Because I can't stand you. I cannot stand you. All the fucking hell I'm going through, and I don't have my baby's dads, and I'm not talking about Wills, because he's doing all types of wickedness. I can't vouch for that. That whole situation, all those little homo thugs, nasty, nasty ass shit, to the point where I can't even save their nation, is so nasty. You know what I'm saying? A person that's a total reprobate like that and a degenerate, like, it's hard to speak up for that. So I'm just putting that, you know, aside. But like Elliot and Manny, who I loved, and I loved my first baby's dad at one point. He just turned out to betray me. You know, I have a beautiful daughter who I love. I'm not gonna, you know, say it was, I mean, there is a lot of bad stuff, you guys, in that first relationship. But Elliot and Manny, who I still love, no, I want them back. Because I'm not with your make-believe fake-ass Gotham cities in the United States. You're not going to make me feel bad and take down my spiritual nurturing and power talking about something happened to your baby's daddies. I'm not going to be the most famous woman in history and looking like a fool, like a dumbass, because my baby's dad's died of fentanyl, which is a stupid way to die. That's not what you guys are representing on Earth, because I'm going to tell you what. If I had to choose between my baby's dads and all of you, you're out of here. You're out of here, Jack. You're not going to make me feel like I don't have that much spiritual inertia over this universe. Because that's the way it rolls with the person who's ruling. That's the way it rolls with the person who's on top. I can make those decisions. You're not worth one of them. And Elliot had his ways. I know what I've mentioned in the past, but that still was a connection that is dear to my heart. And they can say bad stuff, and guess what? They even said, and this is why I'm saying how it's crazy with the sex and I have to really be careful if I want to date. They even said that my husband, Elliot, who's a Haitian, who's Haitian and black. You know how Haitian starts with an H? They thought I was so deceived that I didn't know nothing about him, to the point where they're going to say that he had AIDS. And they're making it rhyme with the H because HIV, H for Haitian. So they're going to try to deceive me to the point to think, like, because Haitian starts with a H, that he has HIV. And that's what they wished on his life. And I know he wasn't like that. And I know that's why they did something to him. And they're talking about he's getting rid of pimps and, you know, like, their charge was he's righteous. He's righteous, so they're going to take him up out of here. You know, and especially with all them perverts, you know, that want to act like they're not queer and they're ashamed of it. Yep, took him straight up out of here because they know they was trying to get the booty. Yep, it's not right. It's not right. And I don't feel better. I don't feel better about the situation. I'm not off the deep end, guys. I'm laying in bed. Go make some hot cocoa or some coffee or some tea or something warm and go to sleep. That's the plan. I'm not, you know, I'm just saying, like, it doesn't feel any better, like, the situation right now with my baby's dads. And I've talked for 86 minutes, which I don't think I've ever went that long without stopping twice. And so I'm going to end this because I'm just not going to be foolish and have all this go to waste. So thanks for listening to Da Illuminati. This has been Joanna Morrow, and I hope you have a good day.